transparency in law enforcement, and we do have members of the New Hampshire State Police in our GMI studios this morning to talk about the special enforcement unit. Before we do that, we bring in the chief executive, Governor Chris Sununu, back on the show this morning, GMI studios, joining us. And actually, Trooper Storm, if you want to welcome in the governor officially, you can say good morning, Governor.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everybody. How's I didn't realize everyone was in studio. It's great to be on and great to have so many folks that helped make some of these huge reforms that we're doing in the state. They're the folks that really made it happen. So can't thank everybody enough.
Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Governor. Chris Storm from the State Police here.
Oh, morning, sir.
They're the folks up in the air. When we drive a little fast down on the highways, they kind of tell you to slow down from the airplane. But, Governor, you signed some bills. Yesterday, we wanted you to amplify what they do on transparency for law enforcement, but they come from the recommendations from the State Police Accountability Commission and some of the other folks that have studied this for quite a while in New Hampshire. What are the bills that are now law, and what do you think about them?
Well, there's a lot in there, which is really great. So just to talk about what's actually in them, it does everything from deal with Lori List and transparency around the Lori List and kind of reforming that. That was an issue that had really been a stuck issue for decades here in New Hampshire, and we've actually moved it forward and found a great compromise and process there for that process, which was just really funky for a while. We have funding for body cameras. We have better community policing provisions. We have funding for better programming at police standards and training. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff in these bills that we move forward. Our LEAC group came up with, I only gave them about 60 days, but man, they worked very hard. They came up with about 46, 48 different recommendations, some of which have already moved forward with an executive order, some of which we're passing through legislation, some of which we need more data. We need to study a little more. It's things that sound good on paper, but they haven't worked out in other states, so we're going to keep digging. But all of it is moving forward. And the most important part, even better than what's in the bills, believe it or not, is how we did it. Jack, it's just unbelievable. You had folks from the ACLU and Black Lives Matter and local law enforcement, state law enforcement, the Attorney General's office, everybody working together, everybody working in sync. And it doesn't mean that everyone agreed on every last detail, but all of these recommendations came out unanimously. And so we said, look, we know we have to get to these goals. We might have to figure out how to get from here to there, but we're moving it forward, unlike any other state in the country, right? Most of these issues are very divisive in other parts of the country, but not here. We're really finding a common ground on all of it and making it happen. And at the end of the day, it's just a big win. Big win for our citizens, our communities, and making sure we're that kind of that gold standard, that model of how to do things for everybody else.
Well, I was going to ask you, and I think you touched upon it, but maybe you can amplify this before we let you go. Governor Chris Sununu signing three bills into law, really dealing with community connections with law enforcement, transparency from a commission studying this, of course, in the wake of the George Floyd case. Governor, when I talk with law enforcement in this state, and I talk to residents, there seems to be a much better relationship and one of appreciation and mutual respect in our state and region. That's not necessarily the case in all states or cities in larger urban areas in the country, metropolitan areas. And I hear that. And I also hear from a lot of real estate agents that when people move to New Hampshire, we've seen a lot of people move in New Hampshire, buy homes here for the first time in the last year and a half. And it's not just all COVID. A lot of people feel the quality of life, public safety. So when I talk to officers, they constantly say local and state that they're being thanked by people in the public. Someone might, they might be in a place picking up a lunch, a restaurant, takeout, and someone will come and say thank you. And the police say they feel that, that the relationship here is healthy. Do you sense that?
Oh, without a doubt. Look, I think sometimes we take it for granted just how good we have it here in New Hampshire. And again, we're surrounded by it. For those of us who grew up here, this is the way it is. We support law enforcement because they're supporting us. And again, not that the system always works perfectly, but when there is something wrong with the system, everybody is willing to step up and say, okay, let's see how we can simply make it better. You see other parts of the country, you don't have the respect for law enforcement. You know, we are one of the safest states, so you don't get the results you're seeing in other parts of the country. And so, yeah, 49 other states are kind of looking at New Hampshire going, boy, that's a fundamental part of their very high quality of life there is the safety, security, and the encompassment, if you will, of local law enforcement. They're not just law enforcement here and the rest of us. They're our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our friends. I mean, they're part of such a deep embedded part of our community. And, you know, we cherish local control. And, you know, we lean on those local leaders, law enforcement being a big part of that, to help, you know, guide and making sure we're making the best decisions at that local level. So it all just kind of is wrapped into our DNA of the 603, right, of that live, free, or die spirit. It's really all wrapped in there. And yeah, I think sometimes we can take it for granted, but, you know, yesterday was a day where we could really brag about it, really brag about how we do it a little bit differently, and we just get better results. And it's just should be a source of pride for all 1.4 million people living in the Granite State.
Hey, before I get you go, Governor, we're bringing our friends in the state police in a moment. Governor Chris Sununu live. Good morning, New Hampshire. I'd seen recently a family from Manchester getting out of Afghanistan back home. Are there any other folks or people that have ties to New Hampshire or the region that you're concerned about at this point? Or as far as you know, as governor, are most any New Hampshire families or contractors or anyone that has ties here out? Or are you still concerned that there are some there that
we're very concerned. Oh, yeah. No, we're very concerned because it's not just of who we know, it's who we don't know. Like, there's still a lot of families, a lot of connections with a lot of citizens, whether it's extended family. We have service members who worked with families over there, interpreters and the like that are now still trapped over there and whose families aren't just stuck in Afghanistan. Their lives are at very high risk, obviously. And so it's incredibly concerning for a lot of folks over there. We could spend all day rehashing the disastrous management of the exodus out of Afghanistan. We all knew we had to leave, but not this way. This is not how America does things. It's not how we should do things. It's been a horrible embarrassment, we know. But the most important part isn't just the political criticism. It's making sure that the mission gets completed. And to hear over the past 24 hours that the administration from the United States is now telling U.S. citizens, get away from the gates of the airport. Don't even go to the airport anymore, right? Because there could be potential terrorist actions at the airport, and their lives could be in more danger even waiting to get in. I mean, of course, that's just massively concerning. There's so many unknowns still over there, so many individuals, families that have been separated. We heard a couple stories of families getting back to New Hampshire. That's wonderful. But we know there are still others out there. And we know there's a lot of folks with connections over there where individuals' lives are unfortunately at very high risk.
Have you spoken to either of our U.S. senators coordinating pressure on the administration, since they're Democrats, or the president, on trying to get our people, or has there been no communications? I'm just curious if there's been any discussions with Senator Shaheen.
I haven't spoken to anyone directly, but I got to tell you, I think the delegation is finally kind of really in concert about calling on the administration to make some changes. I said last week I thought Senator Shaheen has done a very good job of putting pressure and trying to keep pressure on the administration to kind of correct this situation as best they could, put the military in, get rid of this arbitrary deadline, and just get the mission completed of getting folks home safe. So I think we've all been speaking. While I haven't spoken to them directly, I think we're all speaking for the most part in concert on this issue now. The priority is just making sure Americans and those that are connected to the United States and who have helped us get home safe.
Governor Chris Sununu live. Good morning, Hampshire. Make it a great Thursday. Enjoy the hot and humid stuff. Sticking around. Thank you, Governor.
You bet. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
All right.